Scary Stories
from a cat and a duck.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories. My name is Scoopy, and well, we have a story today. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be another one of our magical scary stories that we always do. But this time I have a guest with me whose name is Saint Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Saint Helen.
Hello, how are you? Yes, do not adjust your television set. I am a volcano.
Oh, you are Mountain Saint Helen?
I guess you could call me that. That is one of my aliases.
Well, okay. Are you ready to hear a scary story now?
Yes. Tell me a scary story.
Okay, this one is called In the Right of the Red Lamp by Maurice Revel. So, okay, once upon a time, there was a guy, okay, and he was, like, sitting around, and he was, like, really, kind of freaked out and kind of, like, weirded out. He was, like, kind of guy who everybody's, like, oh, he's, something's wrong with him, he's crazy. Because he would sometimes just be, like, sitting there and be, like, well, yeah. And he would be, like, what is that guy talking about? Anyway, so he was just kind of sitting there being freaked out, and he had all these papers and stuff, and I was just kind of sitting there looking at him going, like, okay, why is he so weird? And there was, like, a purring cat nearby, and there was, like, there was a nice house that he was living in, and I was just looking at him, kind of going, okay, why, this guy is, like, such a freak. And so he was like, okay, listen, I'll tell you about the terrible thing that happened, is that my wife died, okay? And, like, it really sucked a lot, and I could have, there's, like, any kind of bad thing that happened, I would rather have that happen. Like, if I went totally broke, or I lost all of my house, or my hair.
And is this the reason why the guy was freaking out?
Well, yeah, I think it is, because his wife died, and he was, like, very unhappy about it. Apparently. Because he was like, oh, she died, and it left me all alone, and I was so lonely, and it sucked. And it's been, like, 6 months since she died, but before that, we, like, lived together for, like, 10 years, so it's, like, super, super lame.
Is this story coming to a point?
Well, so far, I'll tell you, so far the point is that he's, like, sad that his wife died. Did you not get that part?
Well, yes, but you can't really make an entire short story out of some guy being emo over his wife dying.
Well, yeah, maybe you could, but you sound kind of emo anyway, so...
I'm not feeling terribly emo at this moment. I feel perfectly calm, actually.
Well, good. So you can appreciate that this guy was upset.
No, not really.
Well, look, he was upset, okay? So just forget it. The point is, he's like, I'm upset. And he's like, oh, you know, it was terrible. It would have been, at least if I had known it was coming. And I was like, I thought she was sick for a while. And he was like, nope, she wasn't. It was like, really sudden. It was like, over the course of 2 days, all of a sudden, sick. And the doctors were like, we don't get it. And then she was like, dead, basically, is how it went.
And that is the whole story?
No, that's not the whole story I'm telling. That's the whole story he was telling to me.
So you have more, then?
Yes, I have more. Okay, yeah, I will continue now. Well, actually, he had a little bit more, too, because he was like, oh, now I'm super lonely, and I walk around all day kind of going, oh, I'm so lonely, and I look around the house for things that used to belong to my wife, and I find them, and I'm like, oh, this pen was hers. Oh, this plate was the plate she used to eat off of. And I found this veil in my pocket, and I was like, oh, she gave me this veil because she was not feeling like wearing it for a minute, and I put it in my pocket. And sometimes I would pretend that I could still smell her on it, but I really can't. I'm just kidding myself, really. Because there's really nothing left. There's nothing left but me being sorrowful and being sad all the time. That's all that is left in my heart. And, hey, did you know something else? And I was like, what? And he was like, well, when she died, my wife... Did you know she died? Well, the day that she died, I, like, went in and I took her picture after she was dead.
That's a little creepy.
Well, it is a little creepy. Actually, yes, that is true. That's kind of what I was thinking. I was kind of like, okay, a little bit skeeved out.
Is there anything interesting or unique about this story? Because there are a lot of stories in which someone loses someone important to them. And then there's usually something else associated with the story. Like Batman. He loses his parents, but that's not the end of the story. He uses the experience to become a crime fighter, and it becomes more interesting. Does this guy become a crime fighter?
Well, no, but his wife did die.
And that's it?
Well, he was a guy in the story. He was a guy that I know. So that's pretty sad, too.
I could tell a lot of stories about people I know. Well, usually ends with them getting burnt in lava, and they end up losing their lives. But those stories aren't really that interesting.
Well, this guy did not burn his wife, okay? That would be, like, jerky to do. But what he did was, we don't even know how she died. The doctors don't know, okay? So, all right. The point is, he was like, I took a picture of her dead. And I was like, oh, okay. That's good. And he was like, yeah, that was weird, because you'd think I would be freaked out and, like, crying and stuff, but I instead took a picture. And I was like, okay, so where's the picture? And he was like, well, I've been a little too freaked out to develop it. Duh.
He did that, and then it freaked him out? That is pretty weird, man.
Well, it's very freaky. Did you never do anything where you were like, oh man, why did I do that?
There was that time I burned all those people in lava. I kind of regretted that later on.
Well, then you know how he feels. You were probably like, if you had a picture of yourself burning people, would you be like, oh, just develop it?
That's kind of sick. I wouldn't take a picture of myself erupting and burning people. That's really sick, man.
Well, you couldn't because you were busy burning. But this guy took a picture. So, look, he didn't burn his wife, is what I'm saying. He did not set her on fire. She just died. It was sad.
Is there any more point to this story? You've been recycling the same point now for the past 10 minutes.
Yes, there's more point. Look, I was just getting to the part where, like, action starts to happen, okay? Because he goes, I didn't develop the picture. And I was like, okay. And he was like, hey, do you want to come help me develop the picture right now? And I was like, okay, I guess why not? So we went into his dark room. So this is where the action is. We went into the dark room and we're like, hey, okay, we're going to develop this picture. And so he, like, takes out development formulas and puts them in stuff. And he takes the thing with the picture. I don't know how to develop a picture. But this guy does, and he's doing it, okay? And so he's like, I'll put in the piece of paper that the picture's gonna go on, and I'll do the magic that makes pictures happen. And it starts to happen, basically, okay? and by the way, just so you know, when you go and develop a picture, it has to be dark, and there's like a red light. That's why the story was called that.
I thought it was gonna be a story about prostitutes, honestly.
Well, that's insulting to this guy's wife.
I didn't imply his wife was a prostitute. I just took Red Lamb to imply prostitutes.
But there's only three characters! Me, him, and the wife. If you're not saying he's a prostitute, I'm not a prostitute in the story, so...
I didn't know if a prostitute would get involved later on in the story.
Well, I will spoil the story for you. There's no prostitutes.
This is not exactly the best storytelling in the world. You're already spoiling the fact that there are no prostitutes in the story.
Okay, fine. Maybe there's prostitutes. But there's not. So, look, we're developing the picture, and there's a paper with picture beginning to develop. And so it's like, oh, it's taking a long time, dude. And he's like, I have a weak solution or something. And he's like, oh, look, you can sort of see that's where the bed is. You see there's that rectangle, and that other rectangle is like the pillow. And this part is where her body is, kind of. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can sort of see that, sure. And he's like, wow, this is taking a while though, for real. And I'm like, oh yeah, you can sort of see the details. And he's like, yeah, you can almost, like, those are candles, because she's dead, you know, and those are flowers and stuff. That's where the rosary is, because I gave her a rosary so she could pray for Jesus.
It sounds like he's giving a tour of the house or something.
No, he's just, because the picture is developing slowly, and so... Instead of just waiting and so I could just look at it, he's saying, here's what's coming. And I'm like, okay, I think it's ready. And he said, no, look, see, not ready. It's gotta wait some more. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
Wait, was it ready? What do you want?
No, the suspense is really killing me. Can't you tell?
I can tell you that it wasn't ready. So we were waiting, a little bit more. And he's like, oh, yeah, almost, almost. Wolf, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I think it's basically ready now. Let me hold it up. Okay, drip, drip, drip. Okay, here we go. I want to take a look. Here it is. Oh, it looks like it's... Oh, no!
Oh, no?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, what happened? Why are you freaking out again? What? You're just looking at the picture. And he's like, take a look at the picture. And I'm like, oh, okay, what? And I take a look and I'm like, okay, what's wrong? And he goes, look!
Look? What happened in the picture?
Well, I didn't know. I was wondering the same exact thing, to be honest with you, because I didn't see anything. And I was like, why is he freaking out? What could possibly be so terrible?
So what got him so emotional?
Well, he looked at me and I was like, oh man, because he looked at me and like his eyes were like bulging out and they were like bloodshot.
Like in a cartoon?
Well, like a freaky, scary cartoon because it was scary.
That sounds very scary and suspenseful. What happened next?
He was like, what's the matter? You want to know what's the matter? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, in the picture! Like, her eyes are in a different position or something, which means, she wasn't really dead, and I must have, like, buried her or something.
Is that it? Is that the whole story?
Yeah, I was about to say, the end.
That story was really dull. Besides, couldn't it have simply been that someone in the morgue was playing a very nasty prank on him?
No. Her eyes moved. She was really alive.
How do we know that for sure? Maybe someone was playing a sick joke on him.
How would they play a joke on him? Would they turn her into a puppet and move her eyes? I mean, come on.
It's possible to just move her eyes.
No, it's not possible. And who are you to call it boring anyway?
I'm just calling it the way I see it.
You are boring! It's what I'm saying. You are the one who's bored. Did you ever hear anybody say, if you're bored, then I think maybe it is you who's bored.
That doesn't make any sense. Besides, all the people I know say I'm a really exciting guy, like that time in 81.
You're not exciting. I've had better guests a lot of times. Look, did you learn any important lessons from the story or what?
People who work in morgues are assholes.
No, that's not what you're supposed to learn! You didn't get it! You didn't get it! You didn't get it, Helen!
Why did you just put an emphasis on my name?
To emphasize your name!
Why would you be emphasizing my name?
Because you are. Because. Oh, it's Helen, because that's why.
What's wrong with the name Helen?
Oh, nothing is wrong with it. Nothing. It's just that, you know.
Just that you know what?
It's a girl name.
It is not a girl's name. Helen is also a guy's name, too. Why? Why does everyone think it's a girl's name?
It is a girl's name! What about Helen of Troy?
So some women have to be named Helen. Does that ruin it for all the guys that are named Helen? All throughout history, it's always the girls that are emphasized, but never the guys named Helen. What about 81?
What about 81?
81 was the last time someone reminded me that Helen is a girl's name.
Well, did you ever think that maybe it is a girl's name?
It is not a girl's name!
Name two Helens that are boys.
Me?
That's one.
And me!
That's the same one!
I don't care!
Well, it doesn't count.
It counts because I say it counts!
I could name five girls named Helen.
I don't care about your girls named Helen.
Whether you want to hear the scary moral or not.
Whatever, I don't care.
The scary moral of this story that you're supposed to have learned instead of about morgue people is make sure your wife is dead.
No, the real moral of this story is Helen should be a guy's name too.
That was never in the story. There's nobody in the story named Helen.
I'll burn you.
Well, my name's still not Helen.
Burn.
In fact, you know what? Guess what?
What?
The wife's name was Helen.
You son of a bitch. That's it. I'm gonna go to Nelson Island.
Whatever. At least I don't have a boy name like Scape.
Scape sounds like someone who's gonna get burned with lava someday.
We'll see. Bye, Helen.
Burn in hell.
Thank you all for listening to Scape Stories. Come back next time for something that will scare up your back. Bye.